Hello, you're very welcome to the Alison Spittle Show. I'm Alison Spittle. I'm doing this intro from the streets, and I feel a bit weird about it, but I need to get it done right now. So this week's guest is Shane Clifford. He is a great stand-up comedian and a YouTube comedian as well, and he did a great job in front of the live audience in the Workmen's, and I was delighted to have him. Go have a listen here. This is the
I was just going for a piss when you called my name.
Was I? Oh, shite. I thought, oh, cool.
Just had it out.
You just had it out. Did you shake?
I didn't even get to go.
You didn't get to go? Are you holding piss in you?
I'll be fine, don't worry.
Are you sure?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you want a bit of Heineken?
No, I have a bottle here.
You can use that bottle. No. So, first of all, Shane, you're from Tralee, County Kerry.
Yeah. Up the kingdom to the lady down the back.
Is there a kingdom lady down the back?
No, she just, I don't know. Jeanette Healy Ray. Jeanette Healy Ray started Up the Kingdom.
Up the Kingdom? Are you really a Healy Ray? You sound entitled like a Healy Ray. Helium Ray, cool.
Good one.
So come here. What's the closest you've ever gotten to a Rose of Tralee?
What's the closest I've ever gotten to a Rose of Tralee? You mean like sex-wise?
No, I kind of left it deliberately open.
When I was like 9 or whatever.
This is not going sex-wise.
No,
yeah?
No, no.
Good,
no,
okay.
No. Like there's this thing when you're like 6 and the roses are going around, they go to mass. And I was in mass for some reason. And you go up and ask them for autographs. Yeah.
During mass?
After mass, and they write like Sydney Rose, so it could be, you know, they don't write their name. Do you know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
It could be any Sydney Rose.
Although her name could be Sydney, like out of Scream.
That would be amazing.
Yeah.
If the Sydney Rose was called Sydney Rose. Yeah. It would be better if it was like the Perth Rose was called Sydney Rose.
Yeah, that would be confusing.
Sydney Rose, come to the stage. You know, no, not you.
What do you think of the whole Rose of Tralee?
Like, Tralee people generally hate it.
Really?
Well, because he only see the stuff on TV, like the Dara, what's his name? Not Dara, Dahi.
Dahi.
But, like, there's a festival as well in the town.
You know what I mean?
And it's on right now, like.
And thanks for coming up.
Yeah. It's okay. Don't worry. I can get out of there as soon as, quick as possible. But, like, years ago, in the late 90s, early 2000s, they had like really big names like James Brown, you know, played there in Tralee, you know. And last year they had Nathan Carter, you know, playing in the square. You know, you had to pay to get in. You could see James Brown for free. And like,
whoa.
Yeah. And this year, Nathan Carter didn't even bother to show up. So there's no one, you know.
He didn't bother to show up?
No.
Was there an open invite? What do you mean? Oh, wait, he wasn't invited or?
I don't know. He's probably playing somewhere else, I don't know.
Hookers and coke.
I think Shane from Westlife is going to sing fucking the Rose of Tralee song. So that's all. Anyway, the fucking festival, we hate it because it's just chaos. It's just like 14-year-olds drinking Dutch gold and pissing and shitting, you know, all over the town and fighting. And, you know, we don't like that in Tralee. That's like a normal weekend. But then there's like 10 times the many people doing it.
Oh my gosh.
During the festival. Yeah.
That would be great to watch, though, to have a documentary on just the 14-year-olds having a shit.
Yes, it would.
Wouldn't it?
There's a, well, I don't know if should I say that, actually.
Say it and we can cut it out. We're all, that's why you come live, so you can hear all the libel.
No, it's not that bad. It's just stupid. This guy, I woke up and walked out of my house a couple of weeks ago and there was a human shit on the ground outside.
This is what I want to hear about.
And
how did you know it's human, first of all?
Oh, you can tell. It wasn't no dog that did this, you know what I mean? If it was, that dog has to go to the vet, you know what I'm saying? This was a big Anyway, I won't leave it to your imagination. It was massive, wet, solid in the middle.
Solid in the middle?
But
oh my gosh.
Nobody cleaned it up, you know? So there's still remnants of it there weeks later, just tiny little pebble dash. You could see it. You could see it getting smaller as it went along.
That's this.
But that's today, you know?
That's. This should be like a tourist advert. That's truly, you know. Human shite slowly degrading.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Actually, I was going to ask this question anyway. What was the worst toilet you've ever had to use in your life?
The worst toilet I've ever had to. I see a theme here.
Well, no, I thought of it before you started talking about human shite, but I thought it was a good link now.
All right, there's two that I can think of.
Two?
There was one in Oxygen when I was young.
Yeah.
Went into a porta potty thing.
Oh, yeah.
And there was a pile up. You know what I mean?
Oh, no.
And different colors. And it was on the walls and stuff.
Oh.
And another time in northern Thailand, a place called Chiang Mai, it was like a toilet, but there's no toilet paper.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And there's no water in the toilet bowl, so it's full. And there's a bucket where you're supposed to put your hand in to wipe yourself. You know what I mean?
No. Oh.
I didn't realize we were going to be talking so much about shit.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I'll get off that subject now.
I don't mind. It's something that I'm very comfortable talking about. There was there's many toilets in Thailand. They have bum guns over there.
What are those?
They don't have toilet paper, you see, so it's like a hose that you wash yourself afterwards.
That sounds good, though.
It's amazing.
Yeah. That sounds like a good
first thing. First, when I thought I didn't know what it was, so I was washing my feet. But it turns out it's for wiping your arse.
Oh, my gosh. Jesus, I still feel a bit sick from talking about the human shite.
I'll take a picture of it tomorrow and I'll send it
don't
to you.
Don't send a picture of it. Jesus Christ. have you ever met a terrorist?
Have I ever met a terrorist? No, he isn't a terrorist. He's a legend. I'm trying to think. I probably haven't. Although, if I have met a terrorist, they're not going to let themselves know that they're a terrorist. You know, you're not going to go for coffee and a guy go, "Yo, I'm a terrorist. What do you do?" You know what I mean? They tend to keep it to themselves until they do something. You know what I mean? And other than that, no. I had never met a terrorist. That's something. That's a very disappointing answer to that question, isn't it?
No, but it's fine. I'd rather honesty, to be honest with you. Mostly people go Jerry Adams to that
Jerry
question.
Jerry Adams. No, I haven't met Jerry Adams. I will someday, though. I like his Twitter.
His Twitter is good.
Yeah.
Have you ever met a ghost?
Have you ever met a ghost? I've seen a ghost, but, we weren't introduced. it was
God.
Like a big ball of light that went down through a road one time.
In Kerry,
and I was out in this place called Ballymac, which is the biggest parish in Ireland, apparently.
Biggest parish?
Yeah, and my grandmother lived there, and I saw a big ball of light coming down the street, you know, and go past me. I was like 3 years old or four, so I've been making it up, you know what I mean?
Now
I think it's true. You know, like, one time I told my friend that Freddie Mercury used to have a tent backstage with a lot of animals in it for, you know...
What?
Sex games.
Well, obviously,
I thought then years later, I was like, you know, he actually had a tent for having sex with animals, right? But then I Googled it and there's no such thing. I made it up one time and I believed it.
Oh my gosh.
So maybe the ball of ghost light or whatever was probably made up too.
You make your own truth.
Exactly.
Do you know what? I'll tell you now. I used to live in Westmead, right? And my mum bought a site for cheap, right? A bit of land during the good times. And she was going to build a house on it. And the locals warned her not to build the house because there was fairies and a ley line that goes right through where we wanted to do the house. And if you built the house there, you wouldn't get any phone reception because of the ley line or any good luck.
Mm-hmm.
And I believed that for years until, like, I was chatting to my boyfriend and I was like, ley lines? He's like, they don't exist. And I was
but weren't we, me and Alison were doing something and there was ley lines, you were telling me?
Oh, and shit, I'll tell you about that now in a second. Okay. Yeah. But I Googled ley lines and it doesn't exist. It's not, it doesn't have a proper Wikipedia page.
Do you know what ley lines are?
Do you know what ley lines are?
Explain to the folks what ley lines are.
So ley lines are, well, it's They're like,
I don't even know what they are.
Lines of energy.
I'm just lines.
This is what I was told. Lines of energy, and they crisscross across the country.
Okay.
And if you're in the cross bit, you're fucked. Like, that's basically it. Like, as well as that, fairies. Do you remember the DeLorean cars and
the
Quinns for Quinn Insurance?
Yeah.
Now, apparently, their demise is because of fairies, because they built on top of fairy forts, and you can't do that shite. You can't.
Both of them, like, they both built on fairy forts.
Not on the same one. Now.
And you know Roger Casement?
Roger Casement, yeah.
He was found in a fairy fort. That's where he was caught, hiding inside there.
Really?
So maybe, like, down, like, he was caught in outside of Tralee.
Yeah.
During the Rising, and he was hiding in a fairy fort, which is probably the worst place to hide, really.
Yeah.
Coming to think of it now, you know.
Jesus.
That's the last time I'll go into a fucking fairy fort.
Yeah, they're not. And I filmed beside a fairy fort. I'm doing a documentary at the moment, and I'm going around Ireland. And my local fairy fort, it looks pretty. And my local fairy fort, as if it's a FOSS office or something like that. Although every town has one.
Intrio, they call it now.
Intrio, yeah.
It's completely made up Latin Irish. Bullshit. It doesn't make any sense. Yeah.
I know.
I say to them every time I'm in there, fucking this is bullshit. Give me my money.
You should put it on like a comment form for them to say, how are we doing? You're like, your name is bullshit. Yeah. So we were filming beside the fairy fort, and the microphone kept cutting off all the time. Now, if that's not proof of fairies, I don't know what is.
Those fairies, they hate microphones, don't they?
They do.
They're
like drug dealers. They're like, you got a wire? You got a wire?
Like the Healy Rays, isn't that what one of them said? I don't follow politics or whatever.
Oh, they said the fairies are real, didn't they?
That they're destroying the roads or something? I don't know.
That the fairies are destroying the roads?
Like, the roads have to be rebuilt by them, spending loads of money.
Oh, yeah.
And they're getting all the money, you know. Healy Rays, they build all the roads down in Kerry.
Right.
But the reason they're saying that they need to be rebuilt every couple of years is because the fairies are destroying them.
The fairies are destroying them.
Yeah. So, you know.
Are the fairies
that's
like...
That's why they need money. They're like, quick, give us money because the fucking fairies.
They need money to give to children for teeth. They're yeah. like...
And also they think that drink driving should be legal.
The fairies or the Healy Rays?
I think the fairies might have put the idea in their head. You know. But the fairies or the Healy Rays. And he said that eating a big dinner is just as bad as drink driving.
For driving?
No, just eating, obviously driving after you eat the dinner.
Well, maybe he's like kind of right, like, you know, like people die of obesity all the time and stuff, and big dinners could kill people.
Exactly.
Like
yeah.
worldwide.
Yeah, that's true.
But drink driving, not that many people do it, so.
You've never been to Kerry. Everybody does it. You know what I mean?
Oh my God. So, what was I going to say? Do you believe in any conspiracy theories?
This is going to be really boring. I used to believe in.
No, it won't.
I used to believe in the John F. Kennedy assassination. That he was killed by a load of government people, you know.
What made you think he wasn't?
Because it's just so stupid. I'm not going to get into it, no.
Okay.
But I know for a fact that Lee Harvey Oswald did it himself. Alone. And, sorry, you know. If you want to email me, I'm shane@jfktruth.org. I'd be happy to answer any questions on the subject.
We should actually talk about your comedy stuff rather than me asking you about fairies. So you've got a page called Shane's Brilliant Page, and you have YouTube videos and stuff.
Yeah.
Your YouTube videos are a bit mad.
Some people think they're mad, but you know I don't. To me, they're like, oh, it's not mad enough. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
But like, it's great because you're successful with it, do you know?
Not
and
really.
It's not like. You got more Facebook friends or followers than I do.
Yeah, but who cares about them? You know what I mean?
Oh, not me.
I want the fucking money, you know? Where's the money? You know, I want money. No, I love all my Facebook followers. Please send donations to Shane at jfktruth.org. No, but yeah, like Facebook stuff and YouTube videos. Yeah, they're going. Because they're not like the normal Facebook videos. You know what I mean?
You should do a Gao one.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I don't like GA.
I don't either.
I went to a school in Tralee that was a GAA school. So, you know, I used to write poems. And so I used to get like, you know, if I did anything wrong, I was, you know, given out to. But then if a GAA guy did something wrong, you know. And they also got all the girls, GAA lads. Oh, I hate them. Hate them. Yeah. Hate GAA ever since. Hate it. Do you know, like, when I go to Cork, and because Cork and Kerry have a big rivalry, so I'm in a taxi, and they go like, oh, are you looking forward to the big game? And I just say, no. That's it. Shut it down.
No, you're best stuff. You're best stuff. So, like, what's it like? You live in Tralee, and you do comedy. Mm. That must be hard. What's the scene like down
in
Kerry?
There's absolutely no scene in Kerry. Nothing. It's a comedy-free zone. They hate comedy down there. Hate it. There is nothing going on. One guy tried to start something one time, and good God.
That's just a great sentence in itself. One guy tried to start something sometime, and good God.
Yeah.
You can apply that to so much shit in Ireland. Like.
That was very short-lived. I did a Charlie Chaplin festival.
Oh, yeah.
Because Charlie Chaplin used to go on holidays in Kerry, right? So they did this big festival. They have a statue to him there.
That's legit.
And it was like my third ever gig. So I got asked to do it. And it was just full of, well, not full, four people. And three of them were French. You know what I mean? That's about how you're going to do down in Tralee. You should do it. You should go down there.
I'm actually going to do that gig next week.
Yeah. Oh, are you? Oh, great.
I'm looking forward to it.
Are you doing the tent?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you're all right. I did a fucking back of a bar, you know, on the outskirts of town.
Oh, my gosh. So what kind of made you start making YouTube videos? So when did you start making it? Those are two questions.
I used to work in a big supermarket for 10 years. And then I quit because I had a breakdown, you know.
Well, hey.
And I went on holidays. And when I came back, I was bored because I had no job. So I just started making videos. That was it. On my phone first. And people liked them. And that was it, really.
What was the first video that people really liked?
It was like
really
a guy, me making pasta mascarpone. Because that's what I was making for my dinner. So I said I'd make a video of it, but try and make it stupid, you know. And people, I remember 200 people viewed my video. You know, it blew my mind. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
200 people. And ever since then, I've just gotten weirder and worse. You know, that was the highlight, 200 people. And ever since then, it hasn't been as good. But, you know.
Like,
it's like your first kiss, you know, that's the best one.
That is not no. What was your first kiss like?
My first kiss was glorious.
Really?
Yeah, it was with
I'm totally
going to
tell you about mine now in a second.
A girl called Ashling, and it was in my room. And
in your room? A girl was allowed? How old were you?
I was, my mother wasn't there. My mother was at work, slaving away for me, and I was like fucking a Roman emperor inside the house, grapes and stuff, feeding them to women. But I only ever kissed one of them, and her name was Ashling. And every kiss since then has been shit.
Oh my gosh.
What was your first kiss?
Well, what happened was I was 13 and I had a newborn sister. So my mum decided I was slightly too.
You were 13?
Yeah.
I was 17.
You were 17? Oh, well, I lived in a council estate. So we got. We develop a little earlier. I was 13 and my mum had left me with my sister, but she decided that 13 was slightly too young to look after a baby that was really young. So she got two 13-year-olds. So she got my friend to mind the baby as well. And my friend was like a big ride. And all the lads had come into my house. And do you know what we watched? The Magdalene Sisters.
Oh, I know that. I know when they put on the Magdalene Sisters, things are going to get hot and heavy.
Well, there is boobs in it. Like, there is. Had it on VHS. It was like one of the only videos we had. So we're watching that anyway, and there was loads. There was about four lads in the sitting room, and me and my friend, and like we're playing truth or dare. Now, as far as I was concerned, I was an observer on this situation, so I was hoofing myself into some garlic curry chips at that point, right? And my friend, she goes, because all the lads were like, "I dare you to shift my friend," and my friend, being the kind angel she was like, "Alison hasn't shifted anyone ever. So I'm not going to shift you until you shift Alison." So there was a queue of four lads around the side of my house. And I was so short, I had to stand on a stack of bricks. And I shifted four lads.
Jesus Christ. I need another drink.
And it's not even the worst part. The second lad, like, He was very bad at shifting. He was like a washing machine, tongue going everywhere, right?
That was my technique as
was
well.
Was it?
Yeah.
But he was going so hard that he let go anyway. And he goes, "Were you eating spuds or something?" And then he spat out a bit of spud.
Nice.
So that was my first kiss.
Nice. That's memorable anyway. Every time you have Sunday dinner, it's just flashbacks.
Yeah. And I'm like a hamster. I just keep it in the side of my cheeks. Oh, my gosh. But that's
keep the same spud as a memento for years.
Shit, man. What was it like kind of growing up in Tralee, though?
For me, it was... it was bad. For me, like, I hated growing up, you know. I hated being young, you know.
Did you like any stage of your life so far? And that's not even me. That's not even me being smart.
I'm kind of happy now because I'm older, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, but when I was a teenager, being a teenager is horrible. It's the worst. Everyone's saying, "Oh, it's the best years of your life," but it's not. It's fucking horrible. It's
yeah.
Just fucking, I hate it.
Oh, man.
It's just like, you know, every day you wake up and you're like, "Oh, another day." You know what I mean? You have to go to school. And I hated school. And there's GA lads kissing girls. And you're just sitting there writing bad poems about the girls. You know what I mean?
What was it like? Is that how you manifested your depression as a teenager, was through poetry? Did you like... Did you do any cliche stuff like being depressed and shit? Because I did when I was a young one.
What you mean, like cliche depressed? Like,
I was mad about Morrissey. Like, that was my...
Oh, yeah, I was a huge Smiths fan.
Yeah. I used to hang outside Dublin hotels.
Why?
Just in case he passed by when he was gigging.
Oh, right, okay.
I don't know what... I know! Like, what the fuck was I going to offer him?
No, I used to stay in, like, my room, listening to Radiohead constantly.
Yeah.
Hating life, you know. "I hate you, Mom," all that kind of stuff, you know. And right, so what I used to do was spend, like, I failed all my Leaving Cert and everything because I spent all day writing poems, stupid poems. I write them back. I found a big chunk of them recently. Fucking terrible.
Really?
What a waste of 5 years of school, yeah.
What did you do for your, because I presume then you were mad into English, then if you're mad into poetry, like, what did you do for your Leaving Cert creative writing bit?
I can't remember the Leaving Cert, but I remember my junior cert. Like essay, creative writing thing.
Yeah.
But we used to write essays in class, and the teacher said to me, "Shane, you can't expect to write something like that for your junior cert." So then it was like completely weird stuff. So then.
What kind of weird stuff? Are we talking violent now, or?
No, not violent.
Oh, good.
Just
okay.
Fucking stupid. Like, I don't know. Like, you know, when they give you a punishment of, write, the whole class has to write life inside a ping pong ball.
Yeah.
An essay. I used to love that. Because you could go, all right, inside the ping pong ball is a world, and in the world was a man who worked in an office or something. You know, you could just make up anything.
Yeah.
So that's what I used to do, you know. And my leaving, my junior cert one was, it was imagine an undersea world, right? So then I had a guy killing me. There was this big thing. But that doesn't matter. But when I finished it, it was about fish. And I finished it, I wrote Finn. You know?
And
I remember laughing my whole off. And I got the highest in the class, I think, for that.
Did you?
Just for Finn, probably, because the rest is complete bullshit.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. And so you're a year at stand up now.
Yeah, so I'm still terrible, as you could have seen earlier.
No, I think you're really good, like, for a year, though, to be honest with you. No. I mean, definitely.
Thanks, Alison. Thank you.
In a genuine sense, I do.
Yeah, no, yeah, I'm doing it a year, so they'd say it takes, like, at least 3 years to be just good.
Yeah, and that's not even, I mean, to be honest with you, I'm doing it 7 years, and I looked back at stuff I did 4 years ago, and I was like, why am I so shit?
Yeah,
and I'll probably look back at stuff that I do now.
That's what I do, like, 20 minutes after the gig. You know, I look back and I go, what the fuck am I doing?
But, like, you do a lot of stuff about, like, mental health problems and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I do that, too. I did, like, but why do you feel like you can talk about that type of stuff now?
Why do I talk about it right, like, now? Because,
Yeah. I don't know what I'm trying to say. Basically,
why do I talk about it?
Yeah.
Because it's like something that I've grown up with all my life. Like my mother has it, my sister, everyone around me, basically, and I have it. So it's like a chemical thing.
Yeah.
So, I know it's like a lot of people talk about it now, and it's much more open, you know, which is great. But I just like to talk about it because it's just, like I said, a huge part of my life. Like, I was always depressed, and until about I was 28, I used to even leave my room, basically.
Really?
Yeah, I couldn't talk to anyone. Like, I couldn't, like, doing this is, like, completely crazy. Like, I'm on antidepressants, and sometimes I have dabbled and smoked weed once or twice. And it's like, when I smoke weed, it brings, like, my depressed brain back on. What the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
You know, going up on the stage talking to people, you stupid. You know, who the fuck do you think you are? Putting videos online.
Yeah.
You know, just that panic. That's what I grew up with. Like, you know, so I think it's funny as well.
You know, no.
I think it's funny to talk, to make fun of terrible things. And to me, that was like a terrible thing in my life. But I like making fun of it, basically.
Well, it's like observational humor, though. Like, that's
I'm
how
no
I...
I'm no good at that. I can't
no,
do that.
No, because you're observing your own life. And stuff. So when you talk about it, it's kind of true to you.
Well, yeah.
And people connect. But that's why I like your comedy.
Yeah.
Basically. I know it sounds like I'm fucking inquisitioning you and going, why are you doing what you do?
No, I think it's because it's like if you were working in a butcher shop all your life, you'd do jokes about working in a butcher shop. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So when you're...
I'd love to see a comedian like that.
That would be amazing.
So many puns. Like.
Pig's head jokes. I can't think of any butchers. Like, any butchers here, no?
Like, I got no beef with white wine. Because red wine goes with beef.
Oh, he'd be choking the chicken and all that.
He'd be choking the chicken.
That's all I got in butcher jokes.
Butchers are animal abusers.
Actually are.
Yeah, that's anyway. True, actually, yeah. I don't know why I laughed.
They actually murder animals.
No, that's people that work in abattoirs, isn't
it? I don't eat meat.
What?
Except for chicken. I eat chicken.
Yeah, because fuck those guys.
Yeah. Because I was in Asia, and I saw pigs, and they come up to you like dogs, and they run away, and there's a shy one. They've all got different personalities, you know what I mean? So you can't be eating them. But chickens are fucking idiots, you know? They're just fucking running into walls and stuff, so I have no guilt about eating a chicken or a fish.
And cows have eyelashes.
Yeah, they're so pretty.
They're very pretty.
Yeah. I was coming up on the bus today and you could see them running around the field. You know?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I've been to a cow beauty pageant this year. It's like an agri show. And the people that own the cows, they're lovely because they love the cows so much, even though the cows are going to be murdered in a year. But they'll back comb its tail and hair dry it, put Vaseline in its
really?
Fur to make it shiny.
bit of Batista dry shampoo. And then, like, the
and
cow...
And what happens to the winner? I mean, what do they get?
The winner gets a big ribbon.
The cow or the...
The cow, I don't know, it's a bit like the Rose of Tralee. You don't know what they win, really, do you know? Yeah. What do the Rose of Tralee win?
I have no idea. They go around the schools, I think. It's not really much of a prize.
That's not a prize.
Yeah, they go around saying, hey, I'm the Rose of Tralee. That's it. Once they leave Tralee, you know, they don't come back, I think. None of them do.
I can't. Imagine, like, anyone could do that job, though. Anyone could walk around the school and go, hey, I'm the Rose of Tralee.
Yeah.
You're not properly sanctioned, but fuck it. So what's next for you of comedy? Like, what are you going to do more videos? Or
I do videos. But I've been, like, for the last year, I've been concentrating kind of on stand-up.
Yeah.
And but I like doing videos. I've got some coming out on my Facebook page, if you want to look at that, that's about it.
Well, the rubber bandits like you, so...
Yeah.
That's good.
Like, some people like me, but, you know, I can't take, like, compliments. It's, like, the hardest thing in the world for me. I prefer if people say I'm shit.
I know, I get that too, because then I can, like, relate to them.
No, I agree.
You know?
I agree with them.
I'd be like, yeah, I can see why. And then you point out other flaws about yourself.
And they say, oh, that's really good. You go, no, it's not. It's fucking...
Shut your mouth. Yeah, I get really angry with people that give me compliments. It feels like a slap.
Yeah.
Like, and I don't know how to deal with it, you know.
But yeah, I'm doing videos, so, like, I like editing and all that. So, JFK conspiracy videos.
I would love to see a JFK.
I actually really want to make one about JFK.
And fairies, you should
and
combine
fairies
the two.
And the Healy Rays. Maybe the Healy Rays. No, that's a whole kettle of fish I'm not going into right now.
I'm going to look into my notebook to make sure I haven't forgotten any questions, but I kind of feel, don't worry, I'm not touching you. sorry.
I'm sweating, right?
Yeah, like I'm sweating too.
Because I've said about 100 times, take antidepressants. And
yeah.
I sweat so much on them. Like, I wake up in pools of sweat.
I have to
change my t-shirt 4 times a day.
Does it affect your stand-up, like, in any way?
Yes,
taking
I'm
antidepressants.
Sweating my eyes and stuff, walking around there. Oh, taking antidepressants.
Yeah. Yeah, you're doing your Robert De Niro impression. It's just you sweating into your eyes.
That's what I do. Just shake my head. Antidepressants, I don't know, because I couldn't do it without them. I don't think I could do this without antidepressants. Not a hope. I would have been... I'd still be in my room, basically, without them, yeah.
Oh, man, I just... Because I was convinced I did stand-up at stand-up show last year about how I had a mental breakdown 2 years ago. And I was going, I'm going to do this so I feel better and, like, get people to pay to watch me while I just talk about my problems.
Mm.
And would you believe it? It didn't work. Do you know? Yeah. A few months later, I was like, oh, fuck, no. This
yeah.
is, and, like, I'm paying someone now and it kills me to pay her. And, like, I visit her every week. And, like, oh, shouldn't say in case you'll hear. But anyway, I'm having a great time and I feel it's really helping. That's personal growth. Fucking
yeah.
Because it's hard, like, I've had, like, when I was a teenager, I had loads of different, like, psychoanalysts I had once. I hated that.
I never had that.
They talk back to you, so they do. And it's really shit. So you'll be chatting away, chatting shy, going, I just think if I met Morrissey, he'd really love me.
Right.
And then you're like, the psychoanalyst to be going, I think you've got a problem with your mum. And I'm like, I didn't even fucking mention her, how dare you? And then, like 2 weeks later, I'm like, damn it, you're right. And then, but yeah. Like, you know, I find it hard... when I was, because I kind of was very open with my school and shit, so like I was like, because I would have weird bouts where I would jump over bags and just act like a horse, and so that had to be an explanation.
I remember I ate a snail in front of loads of people.
Did ya? Oh my god, I think we had the most similar fucking lives ever.
And then I wondered
was
why
it
I
alive?
Didn't kiss anyone until I was 17. Yeah, I was alive, yeah.
How old were you?
Oh, I was about 15. No, maybe a bit younger. Yeah.
Did it impress people?
Would eating a snail impress anybody?
I don't know.
I should probably do that in my act, you know.
Well, I tell you what, eating a snail would impress me more than scoring a pint anyway. You know? Fuck
yeah.
That.
No, but like Joe, One time I went to a therapist, and she was saying, "Joe, do you go, why don't you go to mass? You know, go to mass." Like, and I was like, "No, I don't. Like, I don't believe in God or whatever." And I saw behind her there was a fucking shelf with Bibles on it. You know
oh,
what I mean?
Oh no!
And that was bad enough, but then right next to that was a full shelf of Dr. Phil books. And then I was like, "All right, that's that."
Sure, Jesus. What time is it now? We must leave it at. I'm sweating.
Okay.
Aren't you sweating right there? Yeah, fuck it, we're done. I'm sweating into my tits, so like, I'm gonna come here. It was an absolute. Have I covered everything?
Yes. I think you have. Yes.
Cool. Good. Well, look, guys, give it up for Shane Clifford, everybody.
Thank you.
Brilliant. Thanks very much. That was Shane Clifford. I'm a bit more demure now because I'm outside and people are looking. Thanks very much for listening. Andrea Farrell, Sarah Gabby were producers. William Conway did the artwork. Bobby Ahern from No Monster Club did the theme tune. Also, I'm doing a tour. Tour culminates on January 13th with Vicar Street. I'm doing that with Sophie Hagen and Rufo Kelly Hunter. Go have a look at my website for more details, or my Facebook, Alison Spittle Comedy, and you'll find all the dates there. I'm going to Monaghan, Moat, Naas, Galway, doing a gig in Galway in the new year, which I'm super excited about. But I better go back in because I've got a hair appointment. But I'll chat to you very soon. Bye. They sound like they're having fun, huh?
This has been a production of the Head Stuff Podcast Network.